Remophile this morning told us that a modern-day Evel Knievel will attempt to jump a pedal-assisted e-bike over 30 metres tomorrow in New Zealand. Jed Milden is a professional BMX rider. Jed, good morning to you.
Good morning. How's it going?
Yeah, good. Traditionally, as my colleague Marco has pointed out earlier, Evel Knievel used to jump over buses or a canyon, I think, at one stage. Will there be anything between point A and point B 30 metres away for you tomorrow?
No, so fast forward, 30, 40 years from Evel Knievel days, we're all about doing it safer now as much as possible. I can't believe Evel Knievel used to jump those buses and stuff. Like, he took stunt jumping and that whole realm to a whole new level. But no, I'll have dirt in between mine. I'll find it pretty hard to perceive jumping buses and cars and whatnot.
talking about things being difficult to perceive, 30 metres is a long way. Like, I assume, is it 99% e-bike and 1% pedal?
Yeah, so we get all the assistance on the Bosch bike at the top of the hill, like, to get up to speed, and then you come round and then it's all gravity fed, and that's what will get me from the 30k maximum speed mark to like the 80, 90k mark that we're trying to hit. And then the whole perceiving part is, if you can imagine, like, the jump outside your house where you jump all the kids in the neighbourhood. So you've got a takeoff and then it's nothing, and then you've got to clear all the kids and then land on the flat. Well, this is like a jump with a top on it. So it's like I'm not jumping over nothing. There's actually like a top on it. So that's the perceiving part. Like, I don't have to jump all the way to a landing. I can jump and land halfway and still be okay.
Righto. So I always remember Dale Buggins and Evel Knievel, a lot of their big crashes were on the ramp that they were trying to land on. You said you're not going to land on the flat. Have you got a ramp or something to land on to smooth that out?
It's funny that you're asking that, because I'm actually standing on it right now. and it's a big dirt landing. It's about 10 metres high in a farm and out in the Wops and Taupo and south of Rotorua in New Zealand.
Is this a record attempt?
Yeah. So it's never actually been set. So to set the record with Guinness, they said you've got to jump a minimum 30 metres on an electric pedal assist Bosch bike. So I thought, okay, that seems doable. Seemingly enough, I've jumped 25 metres on my BMX on certain ramps. So I reckon this is definitely doable, if not take it a lot further. We're just in the stages now. It's feeling good. We're just tweaking the ramp, getting everything ready, and just working on a bit of the bike technology to find a bit more speed. And then, by the end of today, we should be pretty damn close. But last night, I got pretty much two-thirds of the way.
So, Jed...
two-thirds of the way, Jed, that's 20 metres.
Yeah.
You're 10 metres short.
20 metres, yeah. But I'm landing on the top at the moment, so it just needs that extra lift to get up and over, and then it will go down, kind of like your ski jump, that you see those guys, like, gliding down the hill.
Right.
Not quite that extreme, but, yeah, similar.
Jed, you're a beauty. We'll follow your progress tomorrow very, very closely. Jed Milden, professional BMX rider. Wouldn't you do it, get your 30 metres in the bag in training so that when you actually have the attempt...
Yeah. Right, it's cake.
That was my first Radio Solutions question at 5 to 8.